to another edition of the Stoner's Journal. You're listening to DuPod, Present Ghosts. Fun fact, this has a lyric which is coming up, which inspired one of my poems called The Awakening in my book, Poetry. Called Seeking Within Now. I inked it. Links on my profile wall. So it's been a while. Welcome, stoners. It's good to be back. It's 2022. Been a long time since I did a pod. But figured I'd spark back up since I got a new stash. Good stash. And buddy hooked me up from the States. Just a fly on a wing. This is the lyric that I used in my poem, The Awakening. I inked it. Within the book, Seeking Within Now by John Wickey. I'm your host, John Wickey, by the way. The only rule is you gotta be Stonewall. You record, and that I am on this new supply I got in the States. Like I said, from my buddy. It was a little bit harrowing, but he did a great job disguising. He sent me some shrooms, about 2 ounces, and some pens and vapes, and a grinder. Love him for it. Definitely gonna go back to the States in an RV and pick him up, and want to just go around and see our old buddies from high school and see if we could throw that football over that mountain, right? But yeah, it was good times to be had and will be had. I just paid off my Camaro. Biden is still president. FTX is fucking bankrupt. Lots been going on. The railroad workers about to stop working and, you know, walk, picket, which can cause a disruption in our logistics, of course. But that's what's been going on. I've been writing, drawing, and having a good time, you know, actually kind of going crazy. Being in the Philippines without any meds, you know, if you know what I mean, is a challenge. But the first thing I did when I got stoked up was it's like, I want to relax and really enjoy this. Where can I chill? And I really wanted to be out in nature, but out here in the Philippines, you know, you can't go out in nature, and just trash and dogs and cats and roosters, you know, cackling, cock-a-doodle-doo. You hear enough of them, and you know, they're just saying, "Who the fuck are you?" But drives me crazy, so I wanted to get a little escape. So I said, well, I want to be in nature. The only nature I know is in my first person shooter game, Battlefield 4. You know, you go into a fucking lobby where there's nobody, maybe you and another person, and you just hang out, and you're listening, you know, you just walk in the woods, and it's like being out there, I guess, on VR. But I don't have a VR set, so like the poor version is like go into an empty server and hang and chill and listen to the birds. They'll play on loop, but it's okay. It's kind of reassuring, you know, comforting knowing that they're going to be chirping the same chirp 30 seconds from now. And it kind of just loops around. But that's what I did. Smoking my joint, playing not in VR, but on Battlefield 4, and I just laid down on a tank and listen to the birds, and, you know, brought me back to being like, chilling in the army. In the army, I was basically doing the same thing, getting paid to sit around and go to sleep. In fact, one time I did go to sleep while I was guarding an ammo point on top of Apache Hill. It was called Apache Hill because that's where fucking attack helicopters went to go and fire, you know, Fort Hood, a bunch of Apaches. I was guarding an ammo point, not the arming point, but an ammo point, which was quite some distance away from the range and loading zone. But they had me up on this hill guarding this ammo. All, you know, my guard shift was basically 2 hours on the hill, then you go down and get replaced by another guy. Every 2 hours, one person, not two, just one. Back in the day, guard shift, ammo shift, guarding the ammo. Of course, I didn't have any ammo of myself, but I had to carry around my empty M16. So I lay up top the ammo crate, and I'm just chilling. Like, I'm not stoned, of course. I'm 18 years old, you know, first year in the army. But I'm laying on my back, staring up at the sky into this glistening tree. And it was dusk and it was getting dark out. And at that moment, the tree above me started, the weather started turning darker and darker, like a storm was coming, and it felt like I was getting caught up in this twister. And all of a sudden, I was like trying to get up, but I couldn't. And all of a sudden, all at once, it seemed what lasted for about 30 to 45 seconds, I abruptly sat up on the ammo crate, and it was completely night, completely still, and there's only crickets going around. It was like I had such a vivid fucking dream at that moment, and time had passed. I swear I was fucking abducted by aliens. Who knows what they did, you know, probably stuck a dildo up my ass, and I liked it. I don't know, but I was returned safely to which where I came, the dimension, this third dimension, and I lived to talk about it. And it was reminded me, but I rant. I'll leave you with the Oscars are coming up. And I think if there was a category that I would invest or dream up or make up, it would be the best white chick accent. There's a movie that just came out called Mac and Rita. Came out in 2022. Like August or something. I don't know. Just came out. Anyways, there's a scene in here in which the co-star, Taylor Page, who's a beautiful African-American actress, she gets this role because, I don't know why, I guess they needed the token black chick or black friend in the movie, but she gets this role that was clearly written for a white girl. And she delivers these lines like a white chick. And so this is the category for best white chick accent. I give it, my nominee is Taylor Page all the way. Oh, no, don't tell me. We're going to. We better pause.
I'm not gonna lie, Mac, I'm really, really bummed you didn't make it tonight. You missed my rehearsal dinner for an influencer event? You're my maid of honor. You've been my best friend my whole life, and I've loved every single version of you. But right now, Mac, Rita, whatever, I don't recognize the person standing in front of me. And it has nothing to do with what you look like.
I'm so sorry, Carla.
The one thing we've always done for one another...
Here it comes.
...is show up. You didn't do that tonight. And it just really makes me sad.
And that just really makes me sad. And there goes another edition of the Stoner's Journal. I'm your host, John Wiki. Thanks for listening.